You'll have friends look at you in shock when you talk about end times and you tell them that you don't believe that Jesus is coming back and reigning for 1,000 years on this earth. Utter shock. They don't believe that it can be any other way because they've been taught by their denomination for so many years that Jesus is coming and reigning on this earth for 1,000 years. It's called the doctrine of premillennialism. Pre meaning before, millennial meaning 1,000, and it has to do with Jesus coming back and there being a time of tribulation. I'm sure you've all heard this in popular culture before, that he is coming back and there'll be a time of tribulation and then he will come back and reign on this earth in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. After that, there will be other things happening, but it's believed so strongly that people won't appreciate what you say about what is going to happen. And so we need to discuss premillennialism from time to time. You know, many people have a problem with talking about these things, especially in the term of condemning something as a doctrine, but we must. Some things are not damnable heresy. That is, if you believe them, you won't be hell-bound simply for believing them. It's the Christmas season, so I'll talk about the three wise men. If you believe that there were three wise men that came to Jesus' cave in Bethlehem, it's not damnable heresy. Though it's wrong, the Bible doesn't so say. They didn't even come to his birth. They came to see him when he was a bit older. But if you believe it, okay, it doesn't honor the Word of God because that's not what the Bible teaches. But if you believe that, that's something that you can keep for yourself and try to explain it to others who really know the truth. But if you believe that Jesus is coming to this earth for 1,000 years to set up the kingdom, that's damnable heresy. That is, you'll be lost if you believe and teach that. Why? Because the Bible so teaches that today the kingdom exists and that Jesus reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that when you are baptized for the remission of your sins, you're entering into that kingdom. And so we must discuss the matter of premillennialism so that you won't believe it, that you won't believe its precepts, that you won't pass it on to other people, but that you'll believe the truth. Premillennialism cannot be true because the kingdom has already been established. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44. Please take your Bibles and turn with me to Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44. And note with me the prophecy that is made by the prophet Daniel about the kingdoms that are coming, and one in particular that was coming that would never be destroyed. Kingdoms were being destroyed. The king, in fact, Daniel, he lived during a time when the first kingdom he lived under back in Israel was laid waste. And then he went to the Babylonian kingdom, and that kingdom ended too. And then he was in the Persian kingdom, and that kingdom would end, though I don't think in Daniel's lifetime. Other kingdoms would come, including the Greek kingdom, and it would end as well. And then the Roman kingdom came, and that is the time when Jesus came and the church was set up, or the kingdom was set up. And so when Daniel notes this, we should pay attention. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. A kingdom coming, Daniel says, that would come as we understand from history and from the sacred text, that it would come during the time of the Caesars and the Herods, that when it came, it would never die. Premillennialism teaches that 2,000 years later, as we reckon time, that the kingdom still hasn't come, that the church is a stopgap measure because God failed to bring the kingdom about during the time of Christ. What kings? During the time of these kings, the kings of the Roman Empire, according to the interpretation of the dream, in light of sacred and secular history, the historians bear out that there were certain kingdoms, and the kingdoms of the Caesars came about, and during that time, the kingdom was established. God's ever-standing and never-ending kingdom was to be established while the Romans ruled over man. In the days of the Roman kings, John the Baptist came preaching, "Repent ye, for the kingdom is at hand." Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. The kingdom is at hand. That phrase, at hand, is hard to misunderstand. Some people do. When we say the word at hand, my mom would come out, and if she had said, "Dinner is at hand," I would have known exactly what she was talking about, marched myself to the bathroom and poorly washed my hands, come back to the dinner table and expect that dinner was about to be served. Or she would have me serve it, whatever you like. It would be done, and done quickly. That's what the at hand means. So it hadn't come at that point. After John had been put in prison, Jesus preached, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand." Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Jesus himself used the same terminology, at hand. It's coming quickly. Jesus taught that the kingdom was to come during the lifetime of some of the then living disciples. Turn to Mark chapter 9 and verse 1. Mark chapter 9 and verse 1. This is a passage you should mark in some way so that you remember at least where it is and what it's talking about. Mark chapter 9 and verse 1. And he said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here, which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power." How long do people live? Well, we've heard of people that have lived to 110 or so, maybe even 120 in some very, very rare cases. Generally, we live to, we're about 80 years old, but some live longer than that, 80, 90. I've known of people here at the home in Webco that have made it to 100 and then passed on. Some may have even made it past that, and are still alive, but not much longer than that. What does Jesus say once again? "Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here." He means in his presence, there, living, standing, living and breathing before him at that time, "which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power." If we believe our premillennial friends, the kingdom has not yet come, and so if Jesus is true, if what he says is true, how old must some of these people be? 2,000 years old? Any of you ever met someone 2,000 years old? It simply is not in our experience. And so when Jesus says this, he's talking about the normal span of people's lifetime, that during that time, the kingdom of God is going to come. When Jesus sent out the 70, he said, "The kingdom of God is nigh unto you." Luke chapter 9, or 10 and verse 9. That is, it was soon to be established. We now come to the exact date that the kingdom was established. Recall Mark chapter 9 and verse 1. "This power